For English, please press 1. For eligibility, please press 1. For inpatient authorizations, please press 2. For outpatient, for faster service, you may use.
You have reached the Claims Inquiry Unit. For faster service, please be ready to provide the agent with the name of the IPA or capitated hospital, the previous reference number if available, and the member's name and date of birth.
You will have the option for a callback by pressing 2 during your hold time. We will reserve your place in line and call you back. Please leave a direct phone number where we can reach you. We cannot call you back if your number has an extension.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the MedPoint Dreams Inquiry Unit. My name is Mariana. How can I help you today?
Hi, Mariana. My name is Nick Jordan, and I am calling from a provider office to check the status of a patient claim. You can help me out with that?
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that claim status. Can you please, I'm sorry, spell me your first name and the initial to your last name?
My name is Nick, N-I-C-K. And initial to my last
and
name will be, it will be J like Jordan.
Thank you so much. And what is the name of the IPA, Medical Group or Capitated Hospital?
And it's not for the claim, it's for an appeal that was submitted through the portal. The IPA will be Healthcare LA IPA.
Thank you so much. And is the person that the office is calling about this appeal or is a follow-up on a request?
I am just calling here to just request the determination later because we have taken the last follow-up and they have suggested that it has been generated right now. So we have to take follow-up after 28 days so we can get the determination later for the same. That's why we just call here for the same, for the determination later.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Can you please let me know what is the tax ID number?
Sure. It will be 954-332-724.
That is under Los Angeles Cancer Network?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what is your good callback number?
213-401-2775, and it will be the direct line.
Thank you so much. Let me know what would be the member's ID.
Allow me a second, and what will the initial to your last name do?
It's Ella Lima.
Okay. Let me just provide the member's ID. It will be 9467 9545, C like cat.
What is the member's full name and date of birth?
It will be Blanca Gonzalez.
And the date of birth?
Date of birth, it will be 8/10/1953.
What is the date of service for the claim?
2/13/2025 with the total charge amount of $392.46.
Can you confirm me what is the last three numbers on the claim? What do you submitted the appeal?
054.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And it has been submitted through the portal, so you can able to find that.
Okay, let me just go ahead and take a look at that.
No problem. Have a look into the system.
Thank you so much. So let me confirm here. Yeah, I do see here about that information, that appeal, which was received on May 8th of 2025. Let me ask you, do you want me to confirm you the status for the appeal, or you just need the information to be faxed to you?
It's okay for the confirmation of the status of an appeal, but I have the status of an appeal, so it's better to be you just provide me the determination later for the same, and the next, after we will move to the next inquiry I have for you.
Okay, in that case, let me know what would be the fax number where you want to receive this letter.
That will be 323-922-3274.
Let me repeat you back, it's 323-922-3274, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And just put it on attention to my name, that will be Nick Jordan.
Okay, in that case you should be receiving this to the fax number within the next 3 business days.
Okay, let's move for, just provide me the reference for this one, after we will move for next patient I have for you.
The next member is going to be on their same IP and tax ID, or is different?
No, it's different.
Okay, in that case, the call reference number for this one is going to be 2025-0808-0909-0435-19657.
Okay, no problem. Let's move on to the next IPA. Next IPA will be the Prudent IPA, Prudent Medical Group.
Actually, let me confirm here that we are no longer managing Prudent. All of the information and everything you will need to confirm directly with the member's health plan.
Like, I have contact the health plan of this thing. I have contact them for the same, but they are suggesting us to take the follow up from MedPoint itself, because they are not no longer managing this medical group. They are saying that.
No, let me confirm here. Allow me just a moment.
And is the date of service for this one will be of 2024, before 2025. It's not for 2025 claim.
What was the date of service?
It will be April 4th of 2024. Is that okay?
Well, I will need to verify, because the thing is that, as so far as I know, we no longer have any information on Prudent. But let me just verify what information do we have for this one. If you allow me here just 2 to 3 minutes on the line, and I will be back with you. Okay?
No problem. But if possible, be quick, if possible.
Okay, no worries, allow me here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for patiently waiting. No, next, in that case, I was able to confirm that we don't longer have any information on Prudent, even if the date of service was for last year. You will need to confirm directly with the helpline because we don't have any information on who the new MSO is. So you will need to confirm who has the information because we no longer have anything on them.
Like, I have taken the follow-up, like, before this call. After that, I am calling here.
No, the thing is, I'm letting you know we no longer have any information of them, so I'm not able to see anything.
From how long you are not managing? You have been managing like Prudent Medical Group. Where did you like stop managing this medical group? You have any information about it, so I can provide them. I can provide this information to them.
Yeah, that was back on July of last year, and all of the information was just transferred to the different company.
It's 7-1 of 2024, right?
That is correct.
Okay. It has been transferred on 7-1 of 2024. No problem. Just provide me the reference for this one also.
Well, for this one, I don't have any reference number, so you can just remain with the one on Healthcare Relay, but let me know if there is anything else that I can assist you with.
No, Mariana, there is nothing else I need help with. I just got the information that I have been needed. No problem. Nice to have a talk with you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
It's okay, no worries.